anvil. It's like crying. Wait, so I'm trying to think, did I have anything else to talk about? Okay, I think people are turning this off right now. Yes, don't turn it off. There's hope yet. I'll edit this out. No, I won't. But I might.
Okay, here, I'll talk about something. I have something to talk about, actually.
Actually, I probably will. I need to step up my editing.
You know, I was trying to think of something to talk about. What you need to do is, if you have free time, is do our show notes.
Someone!
No one's gonna do them for us!
Oh,
no one will! You need to do them, because...
Why is it my job?
I'm too lazy!
You're so lazy. All you do is listen to music. You're such a music... I don't know... whore. Media whore.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
I don't like...
So that's all you do, is like I'm busy because I spent all day listening to music, and now I actually have to do work.
It's better than what you do! Sit at home on your computer! We need to figure out when we're going to Grandpa's house.
Yeah, we do. You want to come, right?
In Grandpa's
house. Like I said, you might get food.
But it might not be vegetarian.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You're a crazy veg head.
Okay, I was going to talk about something. Did you guys see Harry Potter?
Oh! Excellent thing to talk about. I've got 20 minutes to talk. We should stick this at the beginning of the show because this is going to be more lively. Okay. So can I talk about it?
Fine.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I don't care! I've read the book!
What would you like to hear first? My complaints or the good things?
Whatever you choose.
Okay, first we'll talk about the good things because then we can go on and spend some time on the complaints. Okay. Movie, significantly more entertaining than the previous ones. Even though I didn't see the second one, they're still more entertaining. Much funnier, much more innuendo. All in all, would be a good...
innuendo.
Innuendo. Like that. but actually makes a little more sense. Okay, so anyways, yeah, much more entertaining. Please. It's so obnoxious.
Just talk!
It's so obnoxious.
It's not at all obnoxious. It's as obnoxious as you talking. Just talk. Ignore it.
I'm so upset. You
I abuse you, please. I can't do it. Obviously you can, because you're an educated yokel.
A yokel. Please, I'm asking you to...
I actually really like that!
What do I have to do to make you stop?
Talk.
And you'll stop?
Yep.
Okay. I just talked.
You're not talking!
Alright, so
it was okay.
The movie was very good. It would still not follow the plotline of the book, though, which I had big problems with. We were still playing.
I'm not playing with the amp!
So, okay. So, much better than previous movies. Okay, so, complaint time. Hermione, much too attractive. Do you not think so?
She's 15.
I'm not saying I'm attracted to her. She's much too attractive.
Well, let's see. I haven't seen the picture of her.
No, I agree. I'm not
Hermione.
Creepy. Like,
you sure you're not?
Dumbassy must die. The pandas must die.
These are all weird.
Let's Come see. On, that's such a... Is she's... I'm not saying she's hot. I'm
Is
saying she's
her?
Much more attractive than she should be.
Is that her?
Yeah, which one's that, though? Which episode? Her nose looks really funny.
Prisoner of Azkaban. It's the third one.
She looks like she's got a snout. It's like...
That's funny. I assume that's not her.
No. No.
That
would
make sense.
How about search Goblet of Fire? Would that make a little more sense? Jesus. So anyways, she doesn't look squirrely, and she should look squirrely. She's supposed to be squirrely. She's not.
Is that her?
Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't look that bad, actually.
Exactly.
But isn't this, like, for a special occasion or whatever?
Yes, but she looks like that in the entire movie. That's part of the problem. The whole idea in the book is that she's squirrely, squirrely, squirrely girl. Like, you know, squirrely.
Oh, I see your point.
Yes! Squirrely, but no. She's, like, I don't... What would you describe her as?
Fairly attractive.
Exactly. She's supposed to be, like, totally bland and unattractive. But for some reason, she always looks relatively decent. And then when they fix her up for the ball, she looks just as good as she always does. And then even more of a problem is the dress is pink and it's supposed to be blue. drove me insane.
Oh my god!
It's supposed to be blue. It's a big part of the story. And then they, but there are some benefits. There's some good things. Madame Maxine, you've read the books, right?
Yes.
Okay, Madame Maxine, very well cast and very well played. Very funny.
By who?
I don't know, some giant person. I don't know what the deal was with her. But they left out Barty Crouch. Totally omitted from the story.
Who's he?
He's the guy that used to play on a team that was Hornets or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Go on with the movie,
they totally left him out. Okay, they go to the... Everything is, like, glossed over in about a minute. Like, the Quidditch World Cup, 5 minutes on the entire thing, which is probably,
really?
What, the first...
That's ridiculous.
...eighth of the book is just that.
That should have been at least, like, half an hour. Oh, well, not half an hour, but 15 minutes.
Maybe it was that long. It was way too short, though, because, basically, it starts at the Weasley's house. They walk, like, 20 feet from their front door to get to the portkey. Boom, they're in the middle of this big crowded area. 20 seconds later, they're in a tent. 20 seconds later, they're at the game. Like, literally. And then, there's, like, the play... You know how there's the leprechaun, and then there's the velas? Well, there's no velas, for one. But, the, you know...
Yes.
The leprechaun... So, like, the teams are introduced, and then, bang! Back in the tent. None of the whole excitement from the game. None of the whole being in the minister's box. They're not in the minister's box. They're in nosebleed seats, for one, which is another flaw. And let's see what else.
No repartee with Malfoy.
Nope, they run into them on the way up. He's like, enjoy your crappy seats, Potter. So, you know, just lame. Very lame. So.
Yeah, the movies are never
so
good.
Like, and then, so like, it's like everyone's clapping because it's like the Minister of Magic starts the game instead of Barty Crouch, which is supposed to happen. That's not a big flaw, but it is a flaw. So it's like, as soon as he's done, like, let the games begin, or whatever he says, which he wouldn't say that, but says something. And then, snap, they're back in the tent. And then, probably 10 seconds later... No. Maybe.
Did they at least show Voldemort
inside? They're back in the tent, and they're like, oh, yay!
What are they?
And they're like dancing and singing Irish tunes.
What do they show Voldemort's sign as? What does it look like?
It's a skull and the snake that comes out of the mouth. It's like this.
I mean, as in, does it look good in any way?
It looks decent. You can pull it up on the image. So anyways...
I could.
They're in the tent, and then like... They start, they're like all happy, and then they don't really actually talk about the game. They're like, oh, Crump is my hero. I love him. And
Crump?
So then... Crump?
Did you just say Crump?
Crump.
Who's Crump?
The Quidditch player that Hermione ends up going out with.
Oh, Crumb.
Crumb.
Not Crump. I was thinking
Crumpet.
You meant...
That Crumpet. Yeah, Crumb. I'm sorry. So anyways, they're back in the tent. They're all talking about that, and then like probably 10, 20 seconds later... Oh my god, something's happening! So they run outside, and there's no Dark Mark yet. There's just the people running around, the Death Eaters, which I thought were really well done, because they had big pointy hats like the KKK, and I'm like, excellent. So anyways, they do that, and so everyone just runs away. It's like, Harry, you're in charge, Harry and Ron, you're in charge of Ginny. And so anyways, then, boom, they're all separated in a matter of 5 seconds. Like, Hermione's, like, being dragged away, she's like, Harry, no, Harry! And Ron's, like, going off in the triangle door. He's like, Harry, wait, come here! And Harry, like, trips, and he's like, ah!
Yo, I wish you were taking a minute doing this.
And then he comes to, like, no, so he's, like, lying there on the ground, like, all huddled up, and there's, like, noise, and, like, you know, like, music, like, ah! And then he comes to, and for some reason... There's burnt down tents everywhere. Like, everything's been burnt down, yet he's not. He's totally unscathed. Like, everything around him is charred.
Who, Harry?
Yeah. But he's not charred. Just every single thing around him. Like, there's, like, pieces of burnt wood that used to be tents.
I realize
it's terrible.
What charred means.
So then he's, like, laying on the ground. And then there's a guy who's supposed to be, the son of the other guy. You know the bad guy? Not Voldemort. The other guy. The one who puts his son into Azkaban, it's his son.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. The funky dude.
Sure. The funky dude. Anyway, his son, who is supposed to be invisible, although
he's
never invisible
but
once in this entire movie. Yeah, oh, there are no elves in the movie, by the way. Totally omitted. Just like, eh, screw him.
How can they not have the elves?
Because
that's like
they just get displaced by, like, other things that aren't supposed to be there. Like, in the beginning, you know when they're in the Riddle household, and... Voldemort's in the chair and Wormtail's there. For some reason, the guy's son is there too. He's just like there. He's like, hey, Dark Lord, how's it going? And so anyways, that's wrong again. And so, anyways, they're in this field, burnt down. Harry and the other guy's like, and Dark Mark goes up in the sky, and he starts advancing on Harry. And then, like, out of nowhere, like, Harry and Hermione and Ron show up. Like, oh, Harry, we've been looking for you for hours. We thought we'd lost you. And the guy, like, scuttles away. And then they're, like, so they're all huddled together, like, because for some reason they're all really, really good friends. Like,
Harry, oh, Ron, dude, Hermione. That's so wrong.
Yeah, no kidding. So anyways, then so, like, all huddled around Harry, like, oh, are you okay? And then all of a sudden, like, 80, well, no, 7. Far Cry from 80. 7, like, ministry people come out of nowhere, and they're like, and Hermione's like, duck! So they all get down, and the, you know, the stunning spells, it's, that's in the book. And then, Mr. Weasley's like, no, no, that's my son! And so they stop, and he's like, your son put up the Dark Mark. He's like, no, no, we didn't do it, some guy did it. And they're like, okay. And they go scurrying it off. There's none of that whole, you know...
Altercation,
exactly, from in the book. And then from there, I think, I'm not positive, but at least there's not more than a few minutes of stuff. Then, on the train, on the way to,
How long was the movie?
2 hours and 37 minutes.
And they didn't manage to get any of the good stuff in?
They left out a fair few things. So anyways...
What's the best bit of the movie?
Wait, I gotta explain the whole story here.
I know the story!
Wait, funny, look, they get to the castle, and then all of a sudden it's like...
How was Moody's swivelly eye? Did they do that to any good extent, or...?
Sort of. Okay, Moody was played decently.
By who?
Random guy, I don't know. But he was played decently. Like, he... Decent, well cast, let's put it that way. But his, what time is it? Okay, so his eye is, like, strapped on. Like, there's, like, it's like an eye patch, but with an eye on it. Like, a full eye that rolls around and everything. But it's strapped. There's a big strap that goes around.
Sit down.
So, it's not as cool as it should be, because it's not, like, in his head. It's, like, sort of in his head. It's, like, it's inboard, outboard. So, anyways. Yeah, he's okay. Kind of lame. But anyways, they start, like, all right out of the blue, the Bobaton and Durmstrang people show up.
Bobaton?
What do you call them?
Girls' school.
Bobaton.
Oh, whatever you're talking about.
Whatever you want to call them in your crazy English. So then, and the Durmstrangs, or Durmstrongs, or the Doomstrings, or whatever you want to call them, they show up too. And their boat's kind of lame, and the carriage is kind of lame. It's all kind of lame. And then they come in, and that's super lame, because the girls, like, walk in. Have you seen that preview? And they're like, ha! And, like, flowers come out. It's really lame. And the guys look, they're, what, Bolivian? What's the country that's kind of like Russian? They're the ones that were in the Quidditch Cup. Starts with B. Not Russia, but...
Barovia?
No, it's a real country. Used to be part of Russia, or sort of part of Russia, when Russia was big and expandy, and it retracted. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're thinking. Oh, I can't get that. What's its name? It doesn't matter. Go
starts
on.
Starts with a B, maybe has an E after it. So anyways, they come in, and they're, like, at this, like, stick twirling thing, they're like, and they're always going, and they slam them down. It's so lame. And then every time they spin it, it's so clearly special effects blurring it, because they're spinning it kind of like, and it's like, blurred.
Oi. It's Fleurabot.
She's decent. She looks just like all the other ones.
What's
you
her
pull her up. She's actually, she's less attractive than Hermione. Well, I don't know. No.
That shouldn't be like that.
I don't know. I didn't think she was great. Oh, and by the way, there's no Vila in the whole thing. They don't even mention it. It's kind of... She's right there. She's...
This is her.
No, that's not her. That's someone from, like, some other movie. That's not her. Maybe that's her in something else. Go back. That is not her.
No, that... It's
go to the first picture. That's how she looks through the entire movie.
This is her?
That's her in the entire movie.
Yeah!
No kidding. She looks.
Oh my god, like, that's just
executive.
Disgusting.
Like, you know, she's just...
She's supposed to be incredibly hot.
She is, and she failed. So...
Uh-huh.
Demons.
Just as painful, man.
So anyways, that was poor casting. But they don't explain the whole Veela thing, so it's kind of just random that everyone's obsessed with them, even though they're supposed to be because they're viewless. They don't explain that. Oh, and they leave out the whole fake gold thing, which is like a little bit of fun in the book. You know, the
trap
of fake gold. And there are no Nifflers. But they left out everything having to do with Hagrid. Hagrid's almost totally dropped. Like, he shows up a couple times, but there's no classes. There, actually, come to think of it... Okay, I'm not positive. But I don't think there are any classes in the entire movie, except for maybe one or two Defense Against the Dark Arts classes. Absolutely nothing in the other classes. Certainly none of the, like, Transfiguration and all
that.
As
I said, the books are poor, the movies are poorer. And they don't.
The books are not poor.
Near. Yeah, they are. You need
you
to
are
learn.
Poor.
Look at all this. I got all that from the library.
I've read a book for like
7 years. So
I'm so illiterate right now.
Oh man, even my left arm is hurting, and I haven't even thrown with that.
But you guys feel free to IM me and talk about Harry Potter. I could go on for hours.
I could too, but I'll be ranting against it.
I'll be ranting against the movies and for the books. I'm just like. You don't stop, do you? The movie, it was good. Like, if the books had never existed, I would have liked the movie a lot more than I did.
I wouldn't have.
And then, like, it's just... There's so
the movies are so thin. They have, like, nothing.
So lacking.
They're just so shallow.
Oh, I don't remember who pointed it out. It might have been Wu-Pei. I don't remember. But they said... No, it was Crossword Puzzle Girl. She said that...
Who?
The first Crossword Puzzle Girl?
Oh.
The first... You know who she is, right? The first movie was more plot intact, worse acting. And they've since reversed that.
No, that's not true. The third one was so bad in acting and plot.
Fine. I don't remember. Let's just put it this way. The acting was significantly better. The plot was significantly worse. And everything's changed. Oh, it was upsetting.
Like what?
It was just upsetting.
Upsetting to your sensibilities?
Although I thought... Okay, so let's go through who I thought was well cast, because that's something I can think of.
Snape.
Snape.
Malfoy.
Well, very well cast. Malfoy, pretty well cast. Like, top notch, but not the best. The new Dumbledore, very good. Very good.
Who's the new Dumbledore?
I don't know, old guy. Professor McGonagall.
There's a new
very
old guy.
Good. She's great. Who else is good? What's his name, the caretaker? Filch. He's very good. Hilarious scene in the bathtub with Moaning Myrtle. So funny. So funny. That was done very well. Even though it's blatant disregard for the book, but it's very funny. Who else was cast well? Harry? I used to hate him more. I think I've just gotten used to him. I don't know. He works. He's not what I always thought of as Harry. Ron has improved. He's really lanky and kind of creepy. He's good. He's working it. Hermione? No. No, just no. Let's leave it at that. Neville,
unless you're like a 14-year-old kid.
Neville used to be really good. Like, I thought he really fit the part. Now, like, everyone, when they've become, like, 14, 15, totally different looking, totally not as good.
I should have been in the movie.
Or better, depending on who you're...
Harry Potter.
Yes.
I would admit that. Can you imagine how immeasurably better
Cedric,
the movies would have been?
Pretty good. Cedric was pretty well cast.
The Entertainer? Oh!
Diggory!
Okay. I was like, Cedric the Entertainer?
Yes, because he appears multiple times in that movie. Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, did you see the urge
Minister
to
of Magic,
whatever
no,
thing?
No, I think the Minister of Magic should look exactly like Mayor Quimby. I've always thought he should be like Mayor Quimby. Because he's a bumbling idiot.
Well.
Yeah. Continue. What were you going to say?
Did you see the thing on TBS?
What?
The Earth to Whatever, where all these people came on and gave their short comic speech and left?
No.
And like Steve Martin and...
Oh, no, I didn't see
it though. It was poor. I mean, it would have been good if they actually had anything beyond like 2 minutes, but
Steve
they didn't.
Steve Martin? Wait, Steve Martin is who I think he is, right? White hair?
He looks a bit like
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Harrison Ford.
Is he in Cheaper by the Dozen?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. He used to be really good movies, really funny movies. Now, really bad movies. Really crappy movie. And part of it has been, yes, my perspective has changed on what a good movie is. But he used to be, like, The Out-of-Towners, I think he was in. That was better.
He was also in that, Three Amigos.
Don't think that was the best movie he's in. I just the only one I can think of.
Three Amigos.
He was in a lot of really funny... A lot of comedy.
Have you seen Three Amigos?
No. What? A lot of funny movies, but...
You have to
watch
it.
Right now, it's all really lame kid movies. Really lame. He's just lame. No more bueno. Not bueno. So what else? Back to Harry Potter. Trying to change the subject. Hagrid, used to hate. Now he kind of... He's grown on me. Who else? Who else is in the movie? Ginny, well cast.
Who?
Ginny.
Oh.
Who?
Ginny the Entertainer.
Yes. The twins are okay. They used to be better.
Who twins? The Indian twins or the...
Oh, the Indian twins? I never thought of them as Indian before. Never really struck me. I've never been picturing them as Indian. I just thought of them as, like, lame. But yeah, they're definitely Indian.
Sorry.
They look actually... If I'd been thinking of them as Indian, they looked how I would have been. In the movie. Like, they played Indians well. Because they are. I mean, like, they're not... They're like, very... They fit their parts. Fine. Whatever. Screw that. I'm done talking about them. Know who else was really good, but who didn't turn up in the last movie? Oh, by the way, there was, like... I forget. Last thing was really poor, as you would say.
What?
You should come see it. We should go see it. Someone can be loud and obnoxious, like, "Oh my god, that was terrible!"
Yeah, we should go when we go up to your granddad's.
Oh,
we should, like,
see if this...
Yes.
He might.
He could, yeah. And he could pay for the tickets as
exactly.
well. Old people are really nice.
Yeah. He'd like that, too. We'll see. If he hasn't seen it, though, I don't want to go if he's not going to like it. It wouldn't be fair.
Well, we can just tell him we're going, and get him to give us the money.
Die, we must die, he must die, they must die, the pandas must die. You should get it. Purchase it. iTunes.
iTunes have, like, no Zeppelin and almost none of the Good Sabbath. It's so annoying.
It's because most iTunes purchasers...
Oh, please, no, don't give me that absolute crud.
Crud.
It's crud.
Oh, we watched the 2004 presidential debates... SNL debates.
In what?
In, government. It's hilarious.
I can't believe we're
taking... Have you seen this?
No.
The SNL stuff?
Well, we might have seen them today, but I was sleeping.
Did you know SNL?
Yes. We were watching a movie about Tom DeLay.
No, it wasn't.
In 96.
Okay. Every time you hear Tom DeLay, do you not think of Mandalay Industries?
No.
I do. You know
I know, you told me,
okay.
Yes.
I've told you this at least once, yeah.
You've told me this a million times.
Okay, everyone, come on! Mandalay Industries.
Yes, it was
importers
such a good episode.
Exporters.
Hello!
Hilarious!
I was so amused by that.
Yeah. They released the fifth season. Fifth and sixth, maybe.
They're like nine seasons, aren't they?
I don't know. I have to get going. We're probably talking about more about Harry Potter last time.
It's 4:10.
I can always talk a lot about it. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm not going yet. You guys, I'm still here. Call us.
Okay, I'll give you... I'll start with my...
We're gonna move Harry Potter to the beginning, though, because...
No.
We didn't know the beginning was really...
We'll just record something later saying, and a good discussion about Harry Potter will be coming later on, so please...
Yeah, fast forward to...
Anyway, so I'm gonna go on my rant about Harry Potter now.
Okay, go ahead.
Harry Potter!
I can reject.
What?
Gonna let you talk. Go ahead.
Harry Potter.
Yes.
I can't stand it. I cannot stand it beyond belief. I read the first one. Yeah, but that's because you're an idiot. I read the first one when it came out in 97, I think.
Oh, we can rant about the
Will you
book.
Do
okay,
me
go
mind?
Ahead, go.
I was... How old was I? I was nine. When the first one came out. And I take it home. I polished it off in like an hour and a half or so. And I was like, okay, this is pretty good. I was nine. I didn't know better. So I read them as they come out. And by the time I get to the fourth one, or the third one actually, it hits me. Oh my god. These are so bad.
What?
Because like in, I think it was 98 or 99,
you
I heard...
something by Douglas Adams or Terry Pratchett?
No.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I just don't like Lord of the Rings, though.
But see, this is... Do you want me to tell you why the difference is?
No.
I will anyway. I agree. Totally and completely. The Lord of the Rings is a much, much, much better writing. Much better books than Harry Potter. But...
And the movies are better.
For those... Very true. They are much better. For those of us with lacking attention spans... Harry Potter... I cannot deal with books in detail. I cannot deal with...
Different,
the
no. No.
There's
okay.
too much...
Listen to me.
Stuff like... The
listen.
Trees were glistening...
Listen.
...with dew of morning.
Listen to me!
As the sun shone...
And pay attention, for I am your master. Okay. There's a difference between being ADD and not being able to concentrate on too much detail and having just enough detail that your imagination... See, I have a very good... I'm not going to be bold or... I'm not going to be vain or modest here. I will tell you if I... I have a very good imagination because I've been reading for so long. You know this.
Yeah.
Because I'm so incredibly whimsical.
Yeah.
So, when I read Harry... Guts. When I read fantasy fiction, it gives me that... It lets me use my imagination as clay to create things, you know, boundless. And what Lord of the Rings does, it does it perfectly because it gives me just the right amount of detail. I mean, they're like...